previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
This month, from the 3rd of November all the way until the 3rd of December, South Africa observes Disability Rights Awareness Month. And it's a movement for all of us to just pause and reflect on inclusion, on dignity, and the different ways people move through the world. Now, this morning, we're joined by someone who shared her story on socials recently with such honesty and heart. And she is chatting to us this morning. Her name is Roslyn Claassen, used to be known as Roslyn Baikies, but she's now a very proud Mrs. Claassen. And she happens to be the media liaison officer at the Coga local municipality. But what's interesting about Roslyn is not only is she one of the most positive people you'll find, but she's also embraced her differently abled identity with strength and grace. And in her recent writings on socials, she spoke beautifully about how her disabled left side, which was something she once tried to hide, has now become an important part of who she is. So please join me in welcoming Roslyn on air. Thank you for chatting to us this morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Emily and Charlie. Thank you so much for having me.
Morning, Ros.
Ros, you've spoken about your journey from wanting to blend in to embracing your identity fully. Can you take us through the moments or experiences that helped you shape that shift?
Lee, I was very young when the accident happened. It was a taxi accident. And I went from being an active young woman, swimming, running, dancing, loving to wear heels, to somebody that has to be to have a different approach to life.
Mm.
And I can't say that there were specific moments or experiences that helped shape that shift from wanting to blend into embracing my identity as a differently abled person. I think there were certain views or approaches to life that has changed. I looked at the people that I was in hospital with, in Conradie Hospital in Cape Town, and how they had to live their lives in wheelchairs or totally being totally paralyzed from the neck down. And I just realized that I am much more fortunate in the sense that I could be discharged without being in a wheelchair, only with a leg brace on my left spastic leg. And I think that viewing life from it could have been worse really changed my perspective on things and how I viewed my identity as a differently abled person.
Roz, you know, so I avoided this word in my intro because in your socials you do refer to your spastic left side. Now, where I come from, spastic is not necessarily, you know, the kindest word to use. This is how I've known it, right? And many people still struggle with the right language around disability. What language feels respectful and empowering to you? And why does it matter? I mean, you refer so freely to your spastic side. For most of us, we don't know what is the right language to use and what's not.
You know, Lee, I'm thinking about this, and as a church, the United Congregational Church of Southern Africa here in the Algoa region, we use the word differently abled because it's empowering to say that we are able, just differently so.
Mm.
But many people use the word disabled, physically disabled, or impaired or challenged. I don't have a problem with that. But when you use words such as you are a victim of or you are suffering from, that to me is disempowering. Because you are still able, you are not a victim of, you are not a sufferer from, you are a person who happens to live with a disability. And you know, I was talking to Tony last night, and I said, you know what? One of the words that really, really pains me is the word in Afrikaans, gebrekkelijk. And that is how we grew up.
Yes.
That person is a gebrekkelijke person.
Mm.
No. Try to change the word. Try to change the speech so that person feels more of a person rather than less.
So you bring humanity into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rosalind, there's often this belief that disability is something to overcome. What misconceptions about physical disability would you like people to let go of?
Yeah, the thing is, you don't overcome a disability. You live with it. That is part of who you are. Mm. Just as somebody's race is part of them, somebody's creed is part of them. That is who you are. You live with it. You don't overcome it. And I think people's misconception when it comes to physical disability is that you can't think for yourself. You speak louder or slower.
Yeah.
They see you in a wheelchair, or you walk slightly different, or you walk with a crutch. That's one of the misconceptions. We can't think for ourselves. We can drive. I can drive. I've got my license for 23 years. We work in public spaces. We work in private corporations. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with the brain of a person who's physically disabled or differently able.
You're talking about, you know, working a lot. That means a lot of movement, a lot of interaction. As a person who works in media, what has your experience been like navigating the media space as a differently abled professional?
You know, Wayne, I have been so blessed with the best colleagues. It depends on who you work with, who is in your team. I've worked with photographers that gave me grace. And I think that's important. Some of them look actually just old by age. We have to go up steps. And I think that the team that you work with is important, especially in the media space.
Mm.
Where you walk a lot, where you have to carry things and I've worked in different spaces at the university as well as media houses and now at the local municipality. And the team that you work with that gives you that help and that grace is absolutely important. And I've been blessed to have amazing colleagues.
Rosalind, you mentioned you were in an accident and you weren't born with a disability. What was the biggest thing you had to relearn or renegotiate about your daily life when your disability developed, and what type of support mattered the most to you?
And we'll start with the support of my family and my church community. It was absolutely amazing, but there were little things that it might seem little to other people, but to me it was big. For instance, he will understand the hair thing.
Yeah.
I had to, because I couldn't wash and blow dry my hair, because I don't have the full use of my left hand, I had to start going to a hairdresser every week so that I can look at his piece of
pricey.
Having to learn to use my discretion when it came to buying clothes. When I lived alone, I couldn't buy clothes that had a zip at the back because I couldn't pull it up myself, as well as buttons at the back. You know, that's those little things. I used to buy pre-packaged vegetables when I lived alone so that I don't have to cut it up myself.
Mm.
Luckily now I have a husband with strong hands.
Make him work, Ross.
Go, Tony.
Is that Tony? And so those were the little things I had to learn. In hospital, we had occupational therapy, and they taught us how to do the little things when it came to cooking. So that was things that I carried with me. But for other things, I had to, learn how to do my hair at a hairdresser, buy clothes, buy sensible shoes. So that I don't fall. I used to fall often. And one of the other things that's very, very important is that you have to learn to laugh at yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to have a sense of humor, and that is what carries me through as well.
Oh, Roz, we get to experience your sense of humor ever so often on socials, and you know, we love the work that you do. We've followed you for ages. You've been in the industry for years, and while we've come a long way in South Africa when it comes to awareness and accessibility, it's clear that, you know, there is still some more work ahead, and it's conversations like this and awareness initiatives like this one, you know, Disability Awareness Month, 3rd of November to the 3rd of December, that help us see exactly where those gaps still are, and also that just help us see what we can do, even as a community, as friends, as colleagues, you know, to show up better. So we've run out of time, but I'm going to thank you so much for opening up your journey so generously and reminding us that disability isn't about limitation. It's about humanity. It's about dignity. And it's about the different ways that we move through the world. Thank you so much. We appreciate your voice and the light that you bring. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
Thank you, Roz.
Thanks, Roz. Thank
Bye,
you.
Roz.
Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.